The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome into this Tuesday edition of The Flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me, he's back. Long overdue. He's been busy. That's actually perfect.
I'm foreshadowing. That's why I'm doing this right now.
That's brilliant. David Brandt, the Associated Press. He's been busy with Major League Baseball and NFL draft prep. We'll talk a little bit draft at the end, but first we're going to talk a little preseason hype. Comparisons as Ole Miss, arguably one of the hottest teams heading into the 2024 season. There was a season not too long ago. Well, I say not too long ago. It was long ago where Ole Miss had a lot of hype and was on the cover of a couple magazines. David covered Ole Miss back then, so we will discuss that. Before we get into it, I do want to remind you this show each and every day. And the studio we are in is brought to you by College Corner. Right now, if you go to their newest location in Oxford, Mississippi, if you're not in Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood can have you covered in that aspect. But the new Oxford location, you go there now, any purchase, doesn't matter if it's a koozie, if it's a pin for the Grove, or if you want to get 12 t-shirts or polos, when you make your purchase, give them a tip. That tip will go directly to the Grove Collective and benefit Ole Miss Athletics, and you will be entered into a chance to win a signed Grove Collective football by Lane Kiffin. The promotion ends May 15th, and this is only at the Oxford location, so you will have to be in Oxford. Maybe you're there this weekend for double-decker. Go on by College Corner on Sisk Avenue. Check them out. Get you some new merch, some swag, and then leave a tip for the Grove Collective and enter into a chance to win a signed Lane Kiffin football. All right, David, you were there. You were there when I was in school. Back when Houston.
It's amazing to think 2009 was 15 years ago. And I get it. For me, that doesn't seem like that long ago, or for you, but you know, if you're in your 20s and you're listening to that, that's ancient history. Like, yeah, you know, that's like when I was a kid and, you know, people are like, well, back in 1983, and I'm just like, yeah, did they have color TV back then? Come on. Like,
yeah.
We're getting to be those guys, but yes.
Right. I saw a tweet last night that was talking about Nintendo Wii and how it was like a picture of the Nintendo Wii, you know, handheld remote, and it said the release of the Wii is further from us now than the fall of the Soviet Union was from the release of the Wii.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah,
that's a great one.
But yeah, so you were there, I was there, as a fan, as someone that was watching from the stands. You were there covering the team when Houston Nutt was roaming the sidelines. Jevin Snead was under center. 2008, I mean, you beat number one Florida, big upset in the Swamp. A little bit of a struggle down the stretch, but then you really turn it on and put it on Texas Tech in the Cotton Bowl in a really good Mike Leach team with Graham Harrell and Eric Morris and Michael Crabtree and all those offensive linemen that were so good. And then 09, tons of hype. Kind of similar to this year. Ole Miss is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You did the sunglasses with Houston Nutt being on the cover.
I love that one. I remember when Sports Illustrated came in to do the photo shoot, you know, because we were kind of allowed around and we're watching. It was just, why, you know, after covering the team 2 years before that had gone 0-8 in the SEC and Orgeron got fired, like, it was just, it was such a wild turnaround. It was fun. And Houston was good with stuff like that. He always kind of leaned into it a little bit. He was fun.
Yeah. Here, I'll make you feel even more old. So one of those magazine covers was Jevin Snead and Davern Gerald's for, like, the preseason magazine cover.
Shout out Davern Gerald's. He was a really nice player, really good player.
Yeah, I mean, that was I thought that was a very underrated offensive line.
Yeah.
Like, had some big names, but I don't think got enough credit for as good as it was 08, 09. But Davern Gerald's now has a son who is a 2026 prospect that I interviewed at a camp in February.
Oh, my gosh. That happened several years ago. My wife had a photography business in Jackson when we lived in there, and she did a shoot. She was like, "Hey, do you remember a guy named Andrew Ritter?" And I was like, "Yeah, the kicker." It was like, "Yeah, he was a dad. He had a kid." And I was just like, "Oh my gosh!" Like, she,
yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's amazing. But it doesn't surprise me. As when I complained to older, like I used to complain about stuff like this to Rick Cleveland, he goes, "David, let me tell you how worse it gets." So
yeah,
age is a progressive condition.
So yeah, it just a number, as they say. But yeah, I still have those moments where I think, like, oh, I got to remind myself how old I am now. But
well, if David Gerald's kid is even close to as good as he was, then that's a good prospect right there.
Yeah, he's good. He's a 4-star. He plays in Georgia. Ole Miss recruiting him. Tons of people are recruiting him. I mean, he's got a long list of offers. So, but back to 2009, tons of buzz. You got Sports Illustrated. You've got Jevin Snead back. It was all the hype. And Ole Miss kind of fell on their face a little bit. Comparing that team to now, I mean, I think there's no question this year's team is better than that 2009 team. I think on paper, we can't say on the field yet because they haven't played, but I think on the field it will be a better team. But the anticipation and the buzz around the program and when you were on the beat, how does that – I know you're not on the beat now, but how does it compare as you're on the periphery and keeping track of Ole Miss now? How does it compare?
It's just different. I mean, as we've talked about before, I just think that 2009 felt a little bit like fool's gold. Like, not that the team wasn't good or talented, but you remember, like, Jevin Snead was a really good quarterback, but he made three throws in a row against LSU, if you remember this game, and they were amazing, like, you know, down the sideline, tough throws, deep posts, you know, I mean, the stuff that NFL scouts love to see. I mean, shows arm strength, shows, you know, all the things that they love. And, you know, I think he kind of rode that all the way to the top ranking in the quarterback,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the draft the next year. And so I think that, you know, Ole Miss had played well and they deserved it. And down the stretch, you know, they smoked LSU. They beat Mississippi State really bad. They, you know, beat Texas Tech really bad. I understand why there was hype, but I think this team this year has a lot more experience with big games, with understanding how to deal with pressure, with just having an infrastructure, you know, Lane Kiffin, not that Houston Nutt was scared or anything like that, but it was just a new situation for just about everybody involved. And it just, it doesn't feel that way. I just think that this year's team is much better equipped to handle, you know, potentially an early loss or something like that. I think the train won't immediately just start careening downhill. So, you know, like you said, they've got to prove it on the field. But I just think this year's team, and just the way the program has been built under Lane Kiffin, I think the infrastructure is much more solid. The whole program's on a little more solid ground than it was 15 years ago.
I don't think it's speaking out of turn here, David, that myself and others feel much better about the decisions and the play calls with Lane Kiffin versus Houston Nutt.
The big thing that Houston did was he just demanded his quarterback to make some really hard throws. There weren't a lot of those easy over the middle, like 6 yards, you know, just timing plays. Like, they were a lot of the, you know, play action passes that required, you know, just not only tough decisions, but then you had to make a really good throw into a tight window. And I think that Lane Kiffin is probably a little better at, you know, playing with what he has, playing to the strengths of the quarterbacks he has, and it doesn't always demand that of his quarterbacks.
Right, and I think just the support staff, if you will, around Jackson Dart is just miles better than what it was in 2009. You have a running back room that is now all of a sudden really, really talented. Ulysses Bentley was coming back, and you know what you got from him. He's a hell of a running back, but now you add Henry Parrish, who was at Ole Miss, went to Miami, now he's back. And then Ja'Cory Merritt, a really talented guy out your way in New Mexico, was on a bad football team, but still almost ran for 1,200 yards and 17 touchdowns. So they've added some more firepower to the running back room. And then you've got Caden Priestcorn back at tight end. You've upgraded at offensive line, and you've got some wide receivers to go with Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins that I think are going to make this offense pretty tough to stop. And then on defense, I mean, it's just miles better than it was last year. I think that the depth that's been added at all three levels is going to be imperative for this team to make a deep run into the college football playoff. And you mentioned having the ability to bounce back. And looking at the schedule, I mean, I think maybe the first test will be at home against Kentucky at the end of September. It's going to be a very different-looking Kentucky team. You've got Gunnar Stockton now from Georgia transferred over at quarterback. I think Ole Miss handles Kentucky at home. Kiffin's been really good at home at Ole Miss. I think that first true test is going to be on the road at South Carolina. I don't think South Carolina's going to be, you know, anywhere close to the upper tier of the SEC, but it's on the road. It'll be in a hostile environment. That fan base always shows up. And then right after that, you got to bounce back and go to LSU. So those back-to-back road games in the SEC, I think that's going to be the big test there for Ole Miss.
Yeah, absolutely. You remember that the team we've been talking about, the 2009 team, that was when they stumbled that road game early against South Carolina. And it was a great atmosphere. We've talked many times about how that might be the most underrated fan base in the SEC. And then we get, you know, just like every team has to go through, you start with the gauntlet. It's what makes the SEC what it is. I mean, you're at South Carolina, then you're at LSU. You get a little bit of a break, but then you host Oklahoma. Then you immediately go to Arkansas. Then you host Georgia. Then it happens for everybody. Every single team in the SEC always has a 3 or 4 week stretch. And I agree with you in that as far as SEC schedules go, Ole Miss isn't too bad next year, like relatively speaking. But, you know, they're still going to have a 3 or 4 week stretch where you're going to have to put together some really good games against some really good teams.
Right. I think starting out 4-0 is very, very feasible. Middle Tennessee to kick off the year, Wake Forest on the road, Georgia Southern at home, and then Kentucky. I think 4-0, head to South Carolina, get a big road win, and then you go to LSU. And then the real tests come where you're in Baton Rouge. You get Oklahoma, first year in the SEC. Road test at Arkansas, which is always funky. And then what many anticipate to be one of the games of the year, Georgia at Ole Miss. I think that could potentially set up to be, maybe a 1-2 matchup if both are undefeated. You have to imagine game days in the mix.
If they're both undefeated on November 9th, that's a big game.
I think that.
You could argue that might be the biggest game in Ole Miss history.
Yeah.
If they're both really 9-0 and it's 1-3 or 1-2. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that right there. And then Kiffin's been laying the groundwork with all the Taylor Swift tweets and stuff. I mean, Taylor Swift as a celebrity guest picker, undefeated Georgia, undefeated Ole Miss in the Grove. I mean, that might push Katy Perry out from that top spot.
I was about to say that finally gets the I still remember being in the press box after that Alabama game, and we're writing stories, and this was back when video was first starting to come out on Twitter, and somebody goes, "Hey, did you guys know Katy Perry is stage diving at Funkies?" And it was just like, "What? What is going on? This is nuts."
Yeah, I mean, Katy Perry is still a mega superstar, but I mean, Taylor Swift is the mega superstar right
now.
Oh,
yeah. No, she's, yeah.
I mean, if anybody could do it, Kiffin could get Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to be celebrity guest pickers. I mean, I'm doing the work for you here, Lane. So get on the horn and get it done.
You may have to help out with your Nashville ties.
Yeah. But yeah, talking about this year, and I want to go back to a piece that I wrote last year in October, and looking at Jackson Dart as a year two guy in Lane Kiffin's system, and looking at other quarterbacks that had big success and big jumps in that following year after first learning the system, getting acclimated to Kiffin and everything that comes with the offense. Matt Barkley at SC, close to 2,800 yards, 26 touchdowns in 2010. The following year, even amidst an NCAA investigation and decreased scholarships, Barkley threw for 3,539 touchdowns. SC went 10-2 that year. You look at FAU when Kiffin was crawling out of the gutter, trying to get relevant again, getting the Owls going. Chris Robeson, he had a pretty solid year. Not a great touchdown to interception ratio. He did throw for 2,500 yards, but he had 12 touchdowns, 12 picks. FAU just went 5-7. They had a bunch of injuries that kind of killed the offense. The next year, 3,700 yards, 28 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions. That team went 11-3, won the Conference USA, Boca Raton Bowl, and then Kiffin becomes the head coach at Ole Miss. Then you get to Oxford, Matt Corral. Year one, Kiffin had Matt Corral over 3,000 yards, 29 touchdowns. COVID year, whatever, all SEC schedule. They go to the Outback Bowl, play Indiana, and win. And then after that, we all know what happens. Corral was at pretty much near the top of Heisman odds all season. Over 3,300 yards, 20 touchdowns, just 5 interceptions, and ran for 600 yards. Now you look at Dart. First year, almost 3,000 yards, 20 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Was really, really good. Had some growing pains because people always forget, David, he was still a young guy at that point.
He was 19, wasn't he?
Yeah, still a true sophomore. Only played sparingly at SC. Then you fast forward to 2023. Ole Miss wins 11 games. Dart throws for almost 3,400 yards, 23 touchdowns, just 5 interceptions. I think you look at those jumps from one year to the next, it looks like the quarterbacks were far more efficient and the team was more efficient. I think long-winded explanation of all of this is I think Dart, you know, if he stays healthy, if his offensive line is healthy and his skill guys can get it done, I don't see why this team isn't a college football playoff team come December. You've seen the odds. The betting odds at FanDuel are like minus 133 for Ole Miss to make the playoffs. So,
barring as long as they stay reasonably healthy, I think they're in a really good shot. And it's interesting you talking about Jackson Dart because, you know, we kind of forget when he transferred to Ole Miss, like that was obviously a really good pickup, but that was far from a slam dunk. You know, this guy's going to be a Heisman caliber. You know what I mean? Like it was a nice pickup, but you still had to see a lot from him. And he's delivered, I think, more than just about any Ole Miss fan could have ever hoped for.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kessinger, former Ole Miss baseball player, son of Ole Miss Hall of Famer Don Kessinger, and dad to Ole Miss All-American shortstop Gray Kessinger, and your local community banker with BNA Bank. BNA Bank has invested 125 years in our communities, and we know the needs of North Mississippi businesses better than anyone. As a commercial lender with BNA Bank, my priority is Oxford, and I'd love to help you and your business with any lending needs.
Visit www.bnabank.com to learn more. BNA Bank, local, invested, modern banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449, 601-953-8449, and get your free quote today.
The signs of summer are here. Freshly mowed grass, days in the water at the ballpark, and all the rest on the golf course. Well, that's how we do it over here at Oxford and Ole Miss anyway. And PXG Golf Apparel is here to make sure you're locked and loaded for round after round at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has taken its mission to create the most high-quality, high-performance golf clubs in the game to their new line of apparel as well. With PXG apparel, there's something for everyone. From pants, polos, and sweaters to hats, joggers, and skirts. You'll usually find me with a hat on my head, and PXG has nailed the fitted breathable. And my navy goes with pretty much anything. So don't wait another second. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC, code TOC for Talk of Champions to save 10% on apparel. PXG, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
The sun's a shining in Oxford, Mississippi. Cookouts in the Grove, beer showers. It's just the very best time for an Ole Miss Rebel to get out and get going. Carry Front Door peace of mind with you everywhere you go with Eufy Video Lock. Never has home security been so easy. Eufy Video Lock, an all-in-one security device for your front door, allows you to keep an eye on everything back home. And it's so easy. Installation requires only a screwdriver. So ditch those house keys forever and give Eufy Video Lock a try today. There's no monthly fee, and Eufy Video Lock has customer support on standby 24/7 to help you with any and all home security needs. Go ahead, have your Ole Miss fun in the sun with the assurance your home is in good hands with Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock's built-in camera can tell you who's at your front door from the comfort of your poolside chair. So search Eufy Video Lock today. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock, a proud sponsor of this, the Talk of Champions podcast network.
It's concert season. And concert season is all about the boots. Already, Oxford and Ole Miss have seen Morgan Wallen light it up at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium.
Ole Miss football star and Talk of Champions podcaster Jared Ivey bemoaned how his boots were lacking. He should have gone with Tecovas, the only stop for the Ole Miss fan and the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings for the spring and summer, including timeless, always on-trend styles in men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Stop by your local Tecovas store and have a complimentary drink or two on the house while you shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service, and many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Yeah, and I mean, look, shout out to our folks at On3, Cody Belair and Charles Power. They had him rated as a five-star. He was the number six overall player in the country coming out of high school. And, yeah, he's lived up to the hype. He was thrown into the fire at SC after an injury and had some highs, had some lows. And then at Ole Miss, I think he certainly earned his spot amongst the preseason, you know, Heisman favorites. I've seen some people have him in the top three. I've seen people have him at the top spot as, you know, kind of that preseason poll for the Heisman. And you look at it, David, like the question for Ole Miss, like going back to Eli Manning and, you know, Deuce McAllister and Matt Corral, the hype is always like, hey, all these guys that played at Ole Miss, they can play. They can put up the numbers. But it was all the question, David, was always, can Ole Miss win enough to keep them relevant in the Heisman race? This year, right now, that's not going to be an issue for Ole Miss. You know, winning enough will not be an issue.
Yeah, there's no question. I think, you know, at the end of the day, there's occasionally some people that don't fit this, but usually, you know, the Heisman goes to one of the best players on one of the best teams, at least one of the most entertaining teams, you know, like a Jaden Daniels or somebody like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like I said, health willing, they should be right in the mix for all of those things. And the interesting thing about it for me is a lot of times when we talk about quarterbacks, like a Jackson Dart or any quarterback in a system, we're like, wow, this is their second year in the system. It's their third year in the system. You know, they should know more. You know, they should be more comfortable. And I think that's absolutely true. But I think that we're forgetting, you know, when you get into the Lane Kiffin conversation on this, the coach gets more comfortable too. You know what I mean? They get more comfortable with their quarterback, what he can do, what he can't do. You know, at this point, Lane Kiffin has been in every situation possible, basically, with Jackson Dart. They've been behind. They've been ahead. You know, Jackson's been banged up and kind of hurt, and they've had to throw and not run as much. He's leaned on him as a runner. There's really no situation Lane Kiffin hasn't seen Jackson Dart, you know, when live bullets are coming. And so I think there's a level of comfort between those two right now that not just Jackson Dart is going to be able to handle it and decipher defenses, but Lane Kiffin also knows what Jackson's capable of. And I think that relationship has grown really well and is one of the best strengths of Lane Kiffin, kind of growing with the talent he has and putting his team in positions to play well.
Yeah, I think that's been something that I've talked about a lot with Kiffin. He's always been very conscientious of like how he approaches games. I know there was a lot of groveling about the Arkansas game last year where Dart was banged up. I mean, I think he got hurt on like the third or fourth play of the game. And Ole Miss was very conservative. And I think that was because Kiffin knew, like, Arkansas is not beating us. As long as we take care of the football, the defense.
Right, as long as you don't turn it over four times, right.
Yeah, he did it in the Auburn game, too. I think he knows when to put the pedal down and when to put it in cruise control at 65 and just hang back and just take what the defense gives you, let Pete Golding and the defense get stops and get you the ball back. I think that's been such a big change in him mentally and how he is as a coach. Back in the day at Tennessee, you know, at Alabama when he was the OC, you know, he was, I wouldn't call it reckless, but he was uber aggressive. And you know, very, very forward thinking to where it almost got him in trouble at times with, you know, going for it on fourth down. I mean, he did it at Ole Miss a couple years ago where he was, you know, he did a fake punt from his own like 15 against A&M a couple years ago. And there's times when you have to do that, but there, I think he's been much more mature and very reserved, and he kind of knows when to take his shots and when not to.
Well, there was a time when it seemed, and I think this was with his whole personality, really, and not just his play calling, but he was more worried about or concerned with the flash, with the, you know, the reputation, with, you know, what are people going to say about my offense? What are people going to say about my roster? What are people going to say about my coaching style? And I don't know how conscious that was. Maybe that's just us from the outside looking in, but it sure seemed like he looked like, when I say he, Kiffin, had something to prove, and he was trying to prove that he was this hotshot young coach who knew better than everybody. And that's why, you know, we've talked about over the last several years where you're getting the best version of Lane Kiffin. Like, he still has those, you know, the personality traits where he's innovative. He does different things like that, but he's not so worried anymore about, you know, what people are going to say about Lane Kiffin. I mean, I think it just gets into your 40s. He's been a head coach a long time now. I mean, he's just more comfortable in his own skin. If he needs to win a game 21-13, that's what he'll do. And he doesn't really care what anybody says about it. So, I mean, I think that's just maturity for him. It's maturity for the program.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are, I would say people are almost moved past the cautiously optimistic portion of the offseason to where it's expected. And I think that's fun. Like, that's new territory.
Well,
for
sure. Yes. For the first time that I can, Ole Miss has really earned this. That's what I kind of go back to say. They have been good consistently for several years in a row. They've won some really big games. They've lost some big games too, but they've consistently been in the mix. And there's not like, you know, little Ole Miss, you know, I mean, it's, you know, this is a very good above average SEC team for several years in a row now. And now you look at the roster and you're like, this looks like elite talent. And with what they've done over the past years, it just doesn't seem crazy to put this team in the top five or the top 10.
Speaking of earned, someone that has earned the trust and earned a reputation of being someone who can help cut your health insurance premiums by as much as 20 to 30%. That is Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. You can give him a call today, 601-953-8449, or check him out, usabg.com/DMOAK. And you can get a free quote. He's an Ole Miss grad. He's in Mississippi, but he's licensed in 7 states as well. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage, and he's got access to 35 different carriers. So, dental, vision, Medicare, life insurance. He's got all of it covered. That's Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449. Or, like I said, visit usabg.com/DMOAK and get your free quote today. All right, David, before I let you go, you've been doing a lot of draft prep. What is going on with the top of the board? I know you cover the Arizona Cardinals. They've got a pick up high. I'm here in Nashville. It seems like the consensus for Titans is if Joe Alt's there, it's Joe Alt. But I'm hearing some buzz about Malik Nabers as well. So it's kind of a, you know, best available type draft for the Titans. I expect that to kind of be where they're at. Because you can't, I don't think you can go wrong with Malik Nabers or Joe Alt. You got to protect Will Levis first and foremost, and I think that's crucial. So Joe Alt seems to be the name that you should pick, but yeah, Malik Nabers would be pretty nice too.
J.J. McCarthy's out there.
All right. This needs to stop. I don't know what is happening. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, David. I don't get it. But hey, you know, I mean, we're doing columns now where it's like how hockey helped J.J. McCarthy become one of the most intriguing prospects. Like, We are really reaching at this point.
He really has, like, I know, I mean, you've said crystal clear how you feel about him, but there always seems to be one quarterback that just gets kind of lumped into the top. Like, honestly, like, I see Bo Nick as, you know, people are projecting him as like a second round pick. I think Bo Nick, like, just looking at him, impressed me more than J.J. McCarthy. Like, I think Bo Nix gives me a little bit of Justin Herbert vibes. I'm not saying he's going to be him, but I'm just saying that's the kind of prospect I think he could be. And McCarthy, we've talked about this before. He reminds me more of an A.J. McCarron, kind of a backup type role. But I get it. You know, if me and you could figure out quarterbacks, we would be multi-millionaires right now because nobody can seem to do it.
Look, speaking of, you know, former quarterbacks that were taken high and didn't work out, I did get to see Jamarcus Russell a couple weeks ago. He's looking pretty good. Still just a mountain of a human.
He was a big boy.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be trades, right? There's going to be something that happens that's going to shake. It happens every year. I mean, Caleb Williams is going number one, right?
Everything I've read seems to be, you know, covering the Cardinals, they're at number four and they've got their eye on Marvin Harrison Jr., but they're in a good spot because they potentially could trade down too, because somebody could be desperate for a quarterback. And so I think they're in the Harrison, you know, Malik Neighbors would be even the Washington receiver, Odunze. I always forget how to say his name, but any of those three would be, look like they could be game changers on the outside, and that's what the Cardinals really need. But and then you see what the Titans did. You know, I know like a Joe Alt is not like a super exciting pick, but the Cardinals took a Paris Johnson Jr. with number six overall last year, and he's turned into a cornerstone. He started every game at right tackle, and it looks like he could move to left tackle. I mean, something to be said for having one of your tackle positions locked down for a decade.
Yeah, for sure.
It's nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the Titans had a really good thing going when Taylor Lewan was healthy. I mean, he was your left tackle. He protected the quarterback. He would let you know if he did not agree with you doing anything to detract from that. Yeah, I mean, I think that Levis, it seems like the Titans have invested, and that's the guy. So I think that's what you got to do is protect him. Looking at Ole Miss, I know Dane Brugler put out his top 300. Cedric Johnson comes in at 150. Dejon Anthony's at 188, and DeAndre Prince is at 268. So three Ole Miss players inside the top 300 per Dane Brugler of The Athletic. Yeah, I mean, there's a chance that looking at who Ole Miss has, you know, eligible for the draft, I should say. I mean, I think the three that were just mentioned, I mean, I think there's a real shot for somebody like Deshaun Gaddy to possibly get a call. Good frame, played a lot of football. Versatile guy that can kind of play all over the secondary. That's kind of it, in my opinion. I really thought Isaac Ukwu was a really good piece to the Ole Miss defense a year ago, but I think height's the problem there. And then, I mean, I hope, selfishly, I hope someone takes a shot at Dayton Wade. One of my all-time favorite interviews. You know, great story, former walk-on, earns his spot, and then became a huge part of the Ole Miss offense for 2 years. I mean, had three just highlight reel catches a year ago, was on SportsCenter top 10 all throughout the fall. But yeah, I mean, I think that's probably, if you're an Ole Miss fan, that's who you're keeping an eye on. Maybe a Zamari Walton because of the experience and the frame, but yeah, I'm interested to see where Cedric Johnson goes. I know Brugler, you know, said you know, this was kind of his breakdown. You know, he said still learning how to build an efficient rush sequence, but interesting athletic tools. An NFL team should be able to coach more out of him. I mean, that's not the worst breakdown of a guy for the draft, where it's like, hey, you've got all the tools. We just need to put it together. Dejon Anthony, someone that made a lot of plays. I feel like he could be a guy that gets drafted and is hanging around the league for 6-7 years. Just probably he's a smart enough football player to do special teams, and then could be a nickel guy or somebody that's in some different, you know, coverage packages for a team. But Brugler said he projects as a nickel defender who can work underneath. And then DeAndre Prince, I think, is an underrated guy by a lot of people. Played a lot of football at Ole Miss. Was a high-level corner in the SEC. I think the concern for him is just staying in phase in coverage. And then Brugler says he thinks off coverage as well. Like, he has speed and toughness, so I think special teams could be a thing for Prince. You know, a lot of this, as you know, David, is you got to get to camp and you got to turn some heads, right?
And a lot of it depends on your situation too. I mean, with the 53-man rosters, like, you've got to get a break a little bit, like, especially if you're a sixth or seventh rounder, or if you're a, you know, undrafted free agent. Sometimes you're just in a situation where even if you play pretty well and they like you, like, you just get squeezed out in a numbers game. So,
yeah,
you know, it's, you know, like you said, if you turn enough heads, usually it works out, but not always. It's a tough league. I mean, there's a lot of guys bouncing around.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a coverage of the draft at omspirit.com. We will also have continuing coverage of the transfer portal, football, basketball. The spring window is alive and well, David. It's keeping us busy, and you can get it all at omspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. If you're not a member already, it's only $1. Come join us. The message board, we've got a lot going on there. The conversations are fun. Get in and get involved, and get ready for this fall with Ole Miss, probably a top 10 preseason team and someone that is going to be in the college football playoff picture throughout the year. So appreciate David Brandt of the Associated Press joining us from out in the desert. Good luck covering the draft, my friend. And there he is. We'll do it again soon. Make sure to text Houston and tell him to tune in when this is online.
He'd get a kick out of it. but yeah, no problem. And you were talking about the transfer window. Isn't it just like one big window now, the entire calendar? It's just like a 12-month window.
David, there are a lot of questions now where I just say, yeah. Like, or
there are no, that's the biggest thing. Like, I do cover some college stuff now, but not as much. But, you know, just the stuff we worried about like 10 years ago, you know, dead periods and like, you know, like what guys were driving in the parking lot. Like, that all seems so quaint.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's hectic. I mean, there's a lot going on at all times. But yeah, we'll have coverage of it when it's going on. And we will keep you abreast of all things happening in the portal. So thanks to David. Thanks to College Corner. For tuning in. So that'll do it for this edition of the flagship. We'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, y'all be good.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free.
Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.